Dr. Wilmer Jones. He's a vascular surgeon at Portsmouth Regional Hospital, and he has served not only the community but our country well as the United States in the United States Air Force as a colonel. Thank you very much, Doctor, for being with us.
Thanks, Mr. Heath. I really appreciate it. I'm happy to be on your show. I listen to it, and I really enjoy it.
Well, you served quite a bit at a time when we were dealing with a lot, but I also, you're a vascular surgeon, but talk about your background, because it's fascinating. Your time in the United States Air Force, 26 years as a pilot, but your time as a surgeon as well, and it's, I think it's about helping and serving people, and maybe I'm wrong in that, but tell us a little about those values and how it kind of shaped and helped your role in Portsmouth, but a little bit of your background, Doctor.
Yes, sir. So I graduated from the Virginia Military Institute in Lexington, Virginia in 1983. I stayed on there and taught electrical engineering for a year, and then I went to pilot training. I flew for the next 10 years in Air Force Special Operations, flying the MC-130 and dropping special ops teams all over the world. And at that point, they wanted me to go to the Pentagon, so I decided it was time for me to find a new job because I didn't want to fly a desk. And I went to medical school under the auspices of the Air Force and then returned to active duty for another 18 years as a vascular surgeon, during which time I got to deploy twice to Afghanistan, twice to Iraq, and one time to Pakistan on the Afghanistan border.
Wow. Do you mind my asking, Colonel, what kind of aircraft you piloted?
Yeah, that was the MC-130. It was called the Combat Talon. We had terrain following radar, so we could fly in all weather at 250 feet, and we could fly unlimited mileage because we could in-flight refuel behind a tanker like the tankers they have here in Portsmouth at Pease. And so we did quite a lot of airdrops of Green Beret teams and SEAL teams and things like that.
And I bet you had some PJ and pararescue members from the Air Force up there at times.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Always involved.
Yeah. I have a buddy who lives here, Tony Negron, who was a big PJ and helping us out Wednesday with our Make 12 Hours Count for Veterans Count. Let me go back and just talk a little bit, Colonel. By the way, you're listening to Dr. Wilmer Jones. He's a board-certified vascular surgeon at Portsmouth Regional Hospital, but big background in the military as a pilot in the United States Air Force. And I guess my question is, what advice do you have, Colonel and Doctor, for other service members who might be looking at healthcare as an area to get into, but they're not sure what they want to do in healthcare, but to continue to serve and help other people?
Yeah, and so for me, especially, you get used to being in the military, and it's very comforting because it really becomes your family. And so it was a little daunting at first looking at moving out of the military to the civilian sector. And I will tell you what I've found is our civilian counterparts, and now I am one of them, are equally competent and caring, and this has been a great transition for me. And I would say, don't hold back. It doesn't matter your age, because you're going to be that age anyway. Just take the leap, and it's a great leap.
Well, Doctor and Colonel, I mentioned Tony in the Air Force, pararescue PJ, and one thing that Tony and I realized a number of years ago was the challenge that a lot of veterans have transitioning into the civilian sector, and that's something you're talking to. But one thing Tony and I talked about was, you know, that veteran, if they can get into a company or a team in the civilian world that shares a little bit of what the team shared in the military world, like honor, serving the community, team, not being selfish, trying to help, you know, those core ingredients that you know that make up you. So how does Portsmouth Hospital not only celebrate military appreciation, but foster? Because a lot of times if a company doesn't, they might be military friendly, but they're not really military ready. And then what happens is, you know, Doctor, veterans may join a team, but it may not be the right fit. The company may not be a right fit. So after a year or two, it doesn't serve the veteran well or the company. They may leave that employment or employer. So how does Portsmouth Hospital kind of foster an environment that appreciates members of the military as part of their civilian ranks?
And that's a great question. And there's a lot of good answers. Dr. Frist Sr. and Dr. Frist Jr., who started HCA, you know, we're a pretty large hospital corporation, were both veterans. And so I think they started that from the ground floor up. And when I was doing my research before I came and interviewed in Portsmouth, I realized that Portsmouth Hospital had been recognized by the Military Times as best for vets employer, which I always look for something like that. And finally, the third thing that I've really found is that as part of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, HCA hired more than 1,100 military spouses last year and is on pulse to do that again. And I think a lot of times our spouses, my wife Kathy has done wonderful things in the years I was in the military, but you know, they're the bedrock. You know, they keep our families together, they take care of our kids while we're deploying to serve our country.
Well, I love this stuff, and what I'd like to do is thank you again for what you're doing and continuing to serve Colonel and Doctor. It's great to put that in one sentence, but Dr. Jones, thank you very much. Continue the great culture there, and I might ask a favor as you get off the line, J-Dog, when you let the doctor go here in our GMI studios, can you just grab a contact number for him, either an email or a cell phone? I'd like to follow up with you separately, Doctor, and have you on as a guest sometime for my Defending Freedom podcast that we're doing now nationally, just talking about the same themes of your background and what you think about healthcare for veterans transitioning, as well as your time in the Air Force. I'd love to get you on in the next few weeks because it's a great way to kind of do this in a little expanded format. But I want to thank you very much, J-Dog. If you can just grab the doctor's number. And, Doctor, thanks again. Military Appreciation Month, Dr. Jones. Thank you very much, Portsmouth Regional Hospital.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.